Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 29, titled Explanation of Devotional Service, text number 42. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Hudiraye. Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Shravanti Sarito Bita Notsarpati Udhatir Yataha Agnir Idesa Ghiribir Purna Majjati Yad Bhayat Shravanti Sarito Bita Notsarpati Udhatir Yata Agnir Indesa Ghiribir Purna Majjati Yad Bhayat Shravanti Sarito Bita Notsarpati Udathir Yataha Agnir Indesa Girivir Burna Majjati Yad Bhayad. Word to word translation. Shravanti, flow. Sharitaha, rivers. Vithaha, fearful. Na, not. Utasarpati, overflows. Udadihi, the ocean. Yataha, because of whom? Agnihi, fire. Inde, burns. Sagiribihi, with its mountains. Buhu, the earth. Na, not. Majjati, sinks. Yet, of whom? Bayat, out of fear. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Out of fear of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the rivers flow and the ocean never overflows. Out of fear of Him only does fire burn and does the earth with its mountains not sink in the water of the universe. Purport. We can understand from the Vedic literature that this universe is half filled with water on which Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is lying. From his abdomen, lotus flower has grown, and within the stem of the lotus flower, all the different planets exist. The material scientist explains that all these different planets are floating because of the law of gravity or some other law. But the actual lawmaker is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When we speak of law, we must understand that there must be a lawmaker. The material scientists can discover the laws of nature, but they are unable to recognize the lawmaker. From Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we can know who the lawmaker is. The lawmaker is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It is said here that the planets do not sink. Since they are floating under the order or energy of the Supreme Godhead, they do not fall down into the water which covers half the universe. All the planets are heavy with their various mountains, seas, oceans, cities, palaces and buildings, and yet they are floating. It is understood from this passage that all the other planets that are floating in the air have oceans and mountains similar to those on this planet. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanan Jana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dhinavando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostude Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Ancha Galpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasadi Gauravakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. The theme that is being discussed in this section of Bhagavatam, especially this chapter 29, explanation of devotional service, is about time. The fear that is being caused due to the time factor and how time creates different transformations of material matter around us, and due to that transformation how fear is manifested. When this section began in verse 37, it is said that the time factor is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Even in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Kalosmi Aham. So, he gave the knowledge of the soul in the second chapter itself. There itself he describes how the soul is not under any material limitations. It cannot be withered by wind, cut by weapon. It is imperishable, immortal, and it exists forever. From there we understand the immortality, the eternality, nature of the soul. And that knowledge itself will give fearlessness when we are situated in that knowledge. But when we forget that knowledge and when we act on material platform, that's when fear starts to manifest. We'll wait for the children to settle down. Is it okay? I can speak now? Okay. So, previous verses also describe how the time factor as such is working on the different material nature around us. And we see yesterday's verse talked about trees, creepers, and the previous one talked about how the sun is shining, the rain is pouring showers out of the fear, and today's verse is talking about the rivers and the ocean not overflowing, and then the fire that's burning, that's also done out of the fear of the Lord, and the earth and its mountains do not sink in the water of the universe. Interestingly, Krishna says that he enters into the orbit of every universe and puts the planets in the right track. And in that same verse, he describes his sweetness. So, the greatness is that he takes the pain of going into different, so creating these planetary systems for few of your children who are rebellious against you, but you have to go through a lot of pain just to correct them and he has to create this entire material manifestation to facilitate this rebellious children. And instead of being hateful, he is still merciful. He says, that fire which you see, which is burning out of fear of me, is also inside your body so that you can digest the food. And the food that you taste, the juice of the food, is also coming from moonlight, which is also my energies. So Krishna is not only creating fear, but is also showing how he is merciful simultaneously. Because sometimes it said that you spare the rod and you spoil the child. For correcting mischievous children, sometimes some amount of strictness and discipline has to be brought in so that it will be beneficial for them in the future. It's not that God wants to show his power all the time, but when needed, he does show, so that the aspect of fear is inside, then they become, the living entities get disciplined. So in this particular verse, we also see how the Lord has to go through all this pain of creating every universe, filling it up with water and entering into every universe, lying there as Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and from his navel a lotus comes up, and the planetary systems are all in that stem. Now he has to create the law of gravity so that things don't fall. It's not that after 365 days the earth falls off and everybody has to go back straight. No. It has a longer period of existence, and Lord has made sure that till the time the creation has to exist, it will. And while it is in place, I have done my best. I have put ocean in its place, I have put the rivers in its place, I put the earth on its orbit. But if you dig too much petrol and take out the petrol too much, the earth might go off the orbit. Or if you dump too much garbage into the ocean might overflow. One may ask, it's said that by design, floods will not occur, the ocean will not overflow. Then how come we see that natural disasters are happening? So while nature is given to us, it is given in a perfect way. But if we mess up, and that's when the natural disasters occur. When we don't follow the rules set by the material nature, then you get a reaction back. It is said that the cries of the animals that are being killed, that attracts natural disasters. Research has been done, and those areas which are being often put under natural disasters, they have done a bit of research and say that the animals that give out those cry of pain, that attracts nature to attack those particular areas where it is very, very prominent. So whenever a big natural disaster happens, we should understand that prior to that there must have been a great disturbance, and we are attracting that fearful nature of the Lord to strike us by disobeying the laws of nature. The scientists, as mentioned by Srila Prabhupada here, they do not consider the lawmaker. Why do they do that? Is if I accept a lawmaker, I should abide by his laws. Now if I skillfully remove the lawmaker from the scene and make sure that everything happens by chance, so then I don't have to follow the rules. So there is no lawmaker and there are no laws, then I don't have to follow any laws. So this is the only life you have. Go for it, mate. Enjoy. That's it. So eat, sleep, drink and be merry and enjoy this life, and after this there is nothing. So there is no birth after this. You don't have to be fearful of the future. And all we have to do is enjoy. And for this, if there is a lawmaker, so then he becomes a hindrance. So if we remove the lawmaker from the scene, then it's all up to us to enjoy. And that is why they very skillfully remove God from the picture, and then this creation doesn't have a purpose and it's for us to enjoy, and therefore we can use it for our own benefit, for our selfish benefit. But as Prabhupada mentions in this purport, from Vedic scriptures, Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, we understand who the lawmaker is and what purpose is the creation made for, and what is the purpose of our own life. All this is described. And if we do not take up to that spiritual knowledge, then as time factor, even to atheists, Krishna will give his darshan. Time, I am the destroyer. So if we follow the rules set by the lawmaker, so then as Bhagavan, he will start to reveal his different aspects as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. As a kind father, he will start to reveal his features. The same creation that he has created, the water, the flowers, the rivers, the trees, creepers, the sunshine, if we use all of them in the Lord's service, then instead of frightening you as a time factor, he reveals the his Bhagavan, his Bhakta Vatsala aspect. That is how we see, if we take time or these resources around us from a utilitarian point of view, it is for me to enjoy, it is for me to make the best, if that is our objective and aim, then the results will be different. But if we see that this is a creation of God, it belongs to Him, He has given me as a caretaker, so I take responsibility of the actions that I am performing, and thereby using His resources in His service, thereby I gradually understand who I am, who Lord is, and we can gradually progress from Brahman realization, seeing the all-pervasive nature of Lord around us. Then we proceed to Paramatma realization, and then to Bhagavan realization. So this aspect of fear is essential in the beginning, at least for us to have an impetus to start, because not all of them can take up devotional service straight away. So the fear aspect is there for us to kickstart our devotional life. The fear as such is described in great detail. Srila Prabhupada does give nice explanations of fear in his Bhagavad Gita purports. So that I thought I'll share some of that. The very first chapter itself, when Arjuna starts to show symptoms of fear, Krishna, and even before the dialogue begins, so he is seeing the assembled warriors and he is starting to show some physical symptoms. So in 1.29 and 1.30, Prabhupada mentions about some of the symptoms. So trembling of the body, heart burning and the skin burning. Now gradually what happens is Arjuna is becoming impatient and he is about to give up his role as a warrior. Then this impatience is what is leading to steadiness in his service. The same thing that applies to us. So when we start to see these symptoms, we can understand that it is due to fear. Trembling of body, impatience. Then Prabhupada explains how he gets into this weakness of mind. And weakness of mind leads one to forgetfulness. Once you forget your spiritual position, that's when the fear starts to kick in. If we are situated in the spiritual knowledge that we are eternally part and parcel of Krishna and we are his servants, at that time there is no concept of fear. But when we forget our position, then fear starts to develop. When we lose our spiritual position, then fear comes in. How? Once you lose your spiritual position, then you identify yourself with matter and you think that I can be happy by material things around us. So you start to develop excessive attachment to those material things. Such excessive attachment, Prabhupada says, puts one in fearfulness. So we start off with the symptoms, then we mind becomes weak, we forget. Then from spiritual position we start to develop attachment to material things, and that excessive attachment leads one to fear. How do we understand this? Time as such, as described in the previous verses, what does it do? It changes things around us constantly. If things are changing around you constantly, it is going to cause fearfulness. So we see people around us and some one fine day, it's as if like they are taken off like a hook and they are taken away from us. You're seeing 10 people around us, suddenly 2 people disappear. Where do they go? Time has taken us. And we don't know when the hook will be put on our neck and we will be taken away. One fine day, we'll also be gone. So this is the situation. And then the things around us, matter around us, even that keeps changing. It is in a constant change. So that, because you are spiritual and you want something eternal, changeless, and you're trying to seek happiness in this ever-changing material world, so that is when you're not satisfied and you're constantly in fear of losing those objects. I, me and mine. If we lose those objects, what will happen? Now that is how in the second chapter, 56th verse, when describing Sthitadhir Muni, when he was, when the symptoms are described, one of the symptoms is fearlessness. So Acharya is right, how a person can be fearful when he thinks himself very weak and he's not able to protect his belongings. Oh, I'm so weak. People are taking away things from me. How can I protect them? So, such kind of possessive nature and the fear of losing his accumulated wealth, things which are beyond his control, that creates fear. Because time doesn't discriminate. Oh, you're a rich person, I'll not take things from you. Oh, you're poor, I'll take things from you. No. Oh, you're from this country, that country I'll leave. Prabhupada says death rate is 100%, whether it is India, US, everywhere. Death is as sure as death. That's what they say. The time factor does not discriminate. Later, when describing about the qualities in the 10th chapter, Krishna again says about fear and fearlessness. Prabhupada writes yet another wonderful purport. He says, fear is due to worrying about the future. So future means it's an aspect of time. Past, present, future. So you start worrying about what's going to happen to me in the future. Will I be happy? Will I have my food? Will I retain my wealth? Will I be able to pay my mortgage? All that is fear of worrying about the future. Prabhupada brings an immediate contrast in the life of a Krishna conscious devotee. How does he live? A person in Krishna consciousness has no fear. Why? Because by his activities, he is sure to go back to the spiritual sky, back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, his future is very bright. So when you know that you're going to go back and there is a guarantee that you are going to go back, so then you don't have to be fearful. When the path is clear and the goal is clear and it is guaranteed by the Lord Himself, then fear goes away. Prabhupada continues. So, therefore, if we want to be free from anxiety, then the best course is to understand Krishna and be situated always in Krishna consciousness. In that way, we will be free from all fear. So, Prabhupada gives this simple formula of becoming fearless. So, in our journey from fearful, we saw how the symptoms are there and how it is manifesting within Arjuna. It is for us also to introspect and see those symptoms, if they are going to manifest in me and what's happening. And then we can come to the position of being fearless by taking spiritual activities. Now, regard to the fear of losing one's possessions. It is easy to speak all these big things, but when my mobile phone was not charging and it didn't turn up I couldn't turn it on, and then I was so fearful. Oh, will I lose it? Oh, all my contacts are gone. Oh, how will I make phone? How can I check my mail? So just one simple object was taken away from you for probably a couple of days. And luckily, because I'm in the association of devotees, they told me, you don't have to fear. Take the mobile phone, put it on the sun, it'll be okay. And that's what happened. After a couple of days, putting it in, taking the things out and leaving it on the sunlight, then luckily the phone came back to life. By taking things away, even the small things away from us, Krishna is showing how much we are attached to those things. Are we attached to Krishna or are we attached to things? Well, it is easy to talk about it, but when it comes to actual application, it becomes a little hard. So that is why constant hearing and reading of scriptures and hearing from advanced devotees is recommended. Regarding fearlessness, how Krishna instills this aspect of fearlessness by saying that I will personally take care of delivering my devotee from the ocean of birth and death. Tesham aham samrudutta samudratta mrityu samsara sagara. I am the swift deliverer from the ocean of birth and death. So that is how, by giving this guarantee that I will take care of delivering you, by that Krishna brings in fearlessness. Now the concept of fearlessness is clear. We know what the symptoms are, we know how to overcome, and the peak of all fearlessness is demonstrated in the Varnashram system by one particular ashram. What is that? Anyone knows? Sannyas. So let's all take sannyas. That's what we understood the concept, and it's clear. And what is stopping us? Krishna knows this, and he gives different options in the same chapter where he says, I will deliver you from this mrityu samsara sagara. He gives different options in chapter 12. This is one of my favorite chapters because you can see where we are fitting in. Oh, you can't do this, do this. You can't do this, do this. Just like a merciful father is, okay, you can't do this option. So first he says, just fix your mind upon me and engage all your intelligence upon me. Thus you will live in me always without a doubt. That's the topmost thing. If you cannot fix your mind upon me without deviation, it's giving some hope now. Okay. If I can't do that, so then follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. In this way, develop a desire to attain me. At least start developing a desire to attain me. So this is Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, regulative. If you cannot fix, follow the regulative principles of Bhakti Yoga. Schedule is given, we have to follow, we have to mold our life so that we can live in that way and start to develop at least a desire to attain Krishna. Okay, Krishna, I can't do that. What next? Alright, I got the next option. If you cannot practice the regulations of Bhakti Yoga, then just try to work for me. Because by working for me, you will come to the perfect stage. In that verse, Prabhupada mentions about how if you earn money and if you are not able to directly serve Krishna, if you are not able to engage that wealth, at least help those who are in Krishna consciousness, give your wealth to them. So that is like working for Krishna. Alright, that's too tough. What next? Okay. If you, however, you are unable to work in this consciousness of me, then try giving up all results of your work and try to be self-situated. Okay, is there anything else? Still, I can't do that. Okay. If you cannot take to this practice, then engage yourself in cultivation of knowledge. You can see how the mercy of the Lord is manifesting in every verse that He is giving. If you can't do this, do this. He just doesn't say, you can't do this, get lost. Don't even see my face. He doesn't say, you can't do this, okay, do this. So better than knowledge, however, is meditation, and better than meditation is renunciation of fruits, for by such renunciation one can attain peace of mind. So if you cannot give money to Krishna conscious activities, at least start do some charity. That hard-earned money which you put your blood and sweat and you earn a portion of it, give it to some charity. That's when you are thinking from a selfish point of view to a selfless point of view. That is your beginning. Do it, do that at least. So Krishna gives so many options. While doing this research on fear and fearlessness, Srila Prabhupada several times uses this famous verse from Bhagavatam, and he quotes the first line, Bhayam Dvitya Abhinivesatasya. Most of you might be familiar with that. He uses this particular verse. Whenever the aspect of fear comes, he uses this particular verse. So I got more curious and then I started to read this section of Bhagavatam, which is 11:237. I'll just read the verse. Bhayam dvitya abhinivesha dasyad ishad apetasya viparyayo asmritihi tanmayayato buddha abhajetvam bhaktyaika esham guru devatatma. Translation. Fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as a material body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. So, this is the first line. Because it's a very long translation, I thought we'll take one line, understand, then go to the next one. So, fear arises when a living entity misidentifies himself as the material body because of absorption in the external illusory energy of the Lord. We can see the beauty of Bhaktivedanta purports is that Prabhupada, when writing Bhagavad Gita purports, he will quote from Bhagavatam, and he will, many times, he will use those explanations directly in his purports. So this is how we see, how is Prabhupada saying that in Bhagavad Gita purports, when he talked about fear, he is exactly putting these in Bhagavad Gita purports. So fear arises, as we discussed, the symptoms, the bodily symptoms, and mentally you forget your position, then you start to seek pleasure in material things and you get too much attached to material objects. That is why. So here we see, you start to observe yourself in the external illusory energy of the Lord. So that's the root cause of fear. Then the second line. When the living entity thus turns away from the Supreme Lord, he also forgets his own constitutional position as the servant of the Lord. Now the result of that is this bewildering, fearful condition is affected by the potency for illusion called Maya. So that is how we move from fearlessness to fearfulness. So you misidentify yourself with the body, you turn your face away from God, and you start to get too much attached to material things, and that's why illusory energy takes over. Now, what is the detour? How do we get back? In that same translation. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord. Here is where the detour is beginning. What should I do? Okay, now that I'm stuck, what are the options I have? Is there any way I can go out? So here Prabhupada gives the translation. Therefore, an intelligent person should engage unflinchingly in the unalloyed devotional service of the Lord. Ahaituki apratihata. The translation does not stop there. It says, under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master. This is when you start to see hope from fearfulness to fearlessness. When spiritual master comes into picture. The translation does not stop there. So you should accept. So that spiritual master you should accept as your worshipable deity. And it doesn't stop there also. And you have to take him as your very life and soul. So the detour process will actually begin when you do unalloyed devotional service under the guidance of a spiritual master whom you should take as a worshipable deity and as your very life and soul. Guru Deva Tatma. Bhaktyaika Esham Guru Deva Tatma. With devotion, Ekaya means unalloyed. Guru Deva Tatma. One who sees his own spiritual master as his Lord and very soul. So that's when we start to see how a person who is fearful can take this detour and come out of fearfulness by taking shelter of a spiritual master, engaging in unalloyed devotional service and considering his spiritual master as his Lord and very soul. Now, while reading this section, another interesting connection that came up is how the spiritual master uses the same elements in this material nature that are being described. The fire, the creepers, they give fruits. Then there is water, ocean. Now, these elements are in themselves, when they come under the influence of time, they out of fear, they start to function. But the spiritual master engages or uses these same elements. What does he do? He asks his disciple to offer the same fruit, flower and water to the Lord with love and devotion. So that is how this process, when Guru comes into the picture, the same elements which are created in this material world, the water is flowing out of the fear of the Lord, the creepers give fruits out of the fear of the Lord, all those products of fear are being used by the spiritual master to get you out of fearfulness. So he can see clearly how the same creation that is created by the Lord can be used in the Lord's service, and he instructs you to use those same elements, earth, water, fire, air and ether, and engage them in the devotional service, and thereby you come out of fearfulness. Interestingly, yesterday's verse talked about creepers, and that's when the flowers blossom, fructify. Now, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we find this famous verse as to how the living entity who is wandering out of great fortune, what does the spiritual master do? He comes and gives the seed of bhakti. So it is said that Brahmanda Brahmite Kon Bhagyavanji Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. So here the spiritual master is giving you the seed of devotional service. Now, once you get the seed, there is the role of the disciple also starts to kick in. So he has to water the seed and put a strong fence against offenses. There is a list of things, because the process is not like what Asare Mataji was mentioning. It is not running on an autopilot mode. So we have to put or play our role as well. It's not that Guru gave us bhakti and that's it. We take the flight and go straight to back to Godhead. No, the process, there's more involved. So we have to do our role of constantly watering by the process of hearing. So that's why it's described how the process of hearing, Shravana Kirtana, that is the water. By doing that constantly, the creeper grows, and we see how in Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 19.155 onwards, there's a great description as to how the bhakti creeper grows. Now here it is not out of fear, but it is out of love. By the order of the Lord, as time, things grow. But by the mercy of spiritual master, bhakti grows. By his order, by following his instructions, by constantly watering the seed of bhakti, the bhakti creeper grows. Now the fear factor is removed, and then now the aspect of love is being brought in. So that is how when bhakti comes in and when spiritual master comes in, those things which are creating fear in you, the same aspects, same things will give you fearlessness. So it is described how the creeper greatly expands in the Goloka Vrindavan planet, and there it produces the fruit of love of Krishna. So before that you have to water the creeper with Shravana Kirtana. So it's described, being situated in one's heart and being watered by Shravana Kirtana, the bhakti creeper grows more and more. In this way, it attains the shelter of the desire tree of the lotus feet of Krishna, who is eternally situated in the planet known as Goloka Vrindavan. So there is more work for the devotee after that. The gardener must defend the creeper by fencing it all around so that the powerful elephant of offenses may not enter. So one has to be careful of avoiding offenses. Then, that's our job, did not end there, there's more. Sometimes unwanted creepers, such as the creepers of desires for material enjoyment, liberation from the material world, grow along with the creeper of devotional service. So we have to identify what is the actual bhakti and what is the semblance of bhakti, and we have to remove the unwanted ones. As well as an intelligent devotee sees unwanted creeper growing beside the original creeper, he must cut it down instantly. Then the real creeper, the bhakti lata, grows nicely, returns home back to Godhead and seeks shelter under the lotus feet of Krishna. Due to the fear of time, I will conclude my class here. If there are any comments, corrections, questions.
Thank you.
had his hand up. It's from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 19.
What is the question?
The reference for the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 19.151 onwards. It is a conversation between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy, I think. Sorry, it's between, it's Lord Chaitanya instructing Rupa Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami. Yeah, there are more details, I didn't go into the details, and probably it's worth going through them in terms of what are the unwanted creepers, like desire for name, fame, profit, all that, those details are there. Any other question? Yes.
So talking about the fear factor and how fearful you are, it can be a subtle fear that where I feel like I may lose Krishna just in case I lose Krishna.
You may lose Krishna. Yeah, losing Krishna, we should be fearful of that. So the question is, what should I be fearful of? What should I, how do I differentiate? If my life is going smooth, then my bhakti is a little complacent. Is that, and then if there are some impediments come, then it becomes more serious. Yeah, it is that fear of losing Krishna, that fear should always be there. And that's a healthy fear to maintain, to protect ourselves from the attractions of illusory energy. So we take shelter of Krishna and his devotees. Now, we have to gradually come up from that fear, from naturally loving Krishna. Many times the example is given that people pay the tax to the government out of fear, but they don't love the government. It's not that out of love that I'm paying my taxes. I go to the ATO website and out of love I transfer money. No. Is that out of fear? You don't do that, then they'll take you off. But it's a good starting point. But by following Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti, what is guaranteed is that the love for God will gradually develop by constant hearing. So we hear about the greatness and sweetness of the Lord both. Now the point that I was trying to elaborate is, how do I know whether the bhakti, what is growing is genuine or what is not growing? So for that we need to know what are the unwanted creepers. Those unwanted creepers are described in detail. And to give a short solution, without going to details, if you read Krishna's pastimes, Krishna killing each and every demon represents a particular type of anartha. And there is a whole mapping of this demon represents this anartha. I don't have the details with me, even I do, but we don't have time. But if, say for example, if you are too overwhelmed, Prabhu, I don't know what mapping is what, but the simple solution is, read Krishna book. And read Krishna's pastimes about Krishna killing different demons. So thereby, the unwanted things will be removed from your heart gradually. And then, the original bhakti will remain. And we have to pray to the Lord every day. It's said that we need to admit our defeat from Maya. And pray to Krishna, so that he will engage you in devotional activity. So in the the Bhagavatam verse which Srila Prabhupada quotes about fear, the purport explains that, okay, fear comes out of ignorance. Now if I take knowledge, ignorance is gone, so I can become fearful. Now Acharya has explained it doesn't work like that, because even though you know you are not the body, you are spirit soul, that knowledge alone will not help. You have to engage in devotional service. By that, you will come to a position of fearlessness. So, initial impetus for doing devotional service could be fear. Then it probably grows up to, as Mataji was describing yesterday, duty, gratitude. Then the same point where each and every verse that you read about Krishna, as I explained, you see that, okay, the fire is there. Then, as okay, Krishna has given fire and I'm able to digest food, so what? But if you appreciate the fact that he has given it to you, despite the fact that you are his rebellious child, that's when you see the mercy aspect of the Lord. So, simultaneously, Krishna is giving us his mercy and he's also showing his power, so that we have the understanding of both. So we can start off in the fear platform, and the fear of losing Krishna should always be there. That we shouldn't be. It's a healthy fear to have. At the same time, we engage in devotional service, devotional activities. Then you come out of fearfulness. That answered your question. Okay, we conclude here. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.